I'll admit it. I'm on my laptop or iPhone all the time. We all seem to be. If a person were to take a moment to stop and look around, they could see just how attached the human race has become to technological devices. This is the concept that writer-director Spike Jonze explores in his brilliant film, Her. Set in Los Angeles in the not-too-distant future, Joaquin Phoenix plays Theodore, a staff writer for BeautifulHandwrittenLetters.com. While Theodore has no problem creating heartfelt messages for others, his current home life remains empty after the end of his marriage. One night, he takes a break from video games and phone sex hotlines to order an artificially intelligent operating system. This computer system, self-named Samantha, immediately begins developing a personality, one which Theodore adores. We, the audience, adore her too. Samantha not only begins managing everything in Theodore's computer and his work life, but encourages him in his personal life as well. Theodore also develops Samantha's personality by enlightening her about human emotions and feelings. The two's relationship rapidly deepens from a companionship to a love. Yes, I know all of this sounds strange, but it's not when you see how fully developed the character of Samantha becomes and how realistic Spike Jonze makes this New Age world seem. A huge part of this is due to the wonderful voice-only performance given by Scarlett Johansson as the only heard but never seen operating system. Also, to have Joaquin Phoenix trading his usual intensity for a refreshing sensitivity makes his character all the more relatable. Spike Jonze never reveals the exact year in which all of this takes place. I find this a brilliant tactic, because the world he's created is futuristic, but only slightly so. The Los Angeles we see looks familiar, and yet it's so advanced. Nothing in this sci-fi fantasy is implausible. I don't know if I'll ever be able to listen to the automatic voice that tells me to press a certain key or say a certain answer the same way again. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.